While last week's Census Bureau figures showed that income has fallen for the majority of Americans, healthcare advocates say there was at least one bright spot in the data. The percentage of young adults who are not covered by health insurance dropped. Ron Pollack, executive director of Families USA, a national healthcare consumers advocacy group, says that shouldn't be a surprise.
Because the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, provides this group of folks with the possibility of staying on their parents' insurance policies. And millions of young adults, many of whom are in entry-level jobs that don't have health care coverage or they may not even have a job, they showed the largest increase of people getting health coverage, and clearly this must be attributed to Obamacare. So this is very encouraging, and it means that when other things kick in that are going to have a bigger impact on other age groups, I think we're going to see similar improvements with respect to health coverage.
This was also the first time in a decade that the percentage of people who have health insurance did not go down. Is this another effect of the Affordable Health Care Act?
Well, to be even a little more specific than that, you know, we've seen a decline in each of the years of the past decade of people with employer-sponsored health insurance. Now, that's the predominant way that most of us get health care. We get it through our jobs. And there was not a decline this time, and that's very encouraging. And there are a couple of reasons for it. First, small businesses have been eligible for tax credit subsidies if they have fewer than 25 employees. Small businesses are the ones that are most vulnerable to the cost increases, and many of them feel they could not continue to afford providing coverage. Well, now they're getting tax credit subsidies, so that's a help. Secondly, we just learned from the Kaiser Family Foundation that premium growth is the lowest over many years, and so there has been some moderation in costs. All of those things are good. All of those things were aided by the Affordable Care Act. And given that most of the key provisions of the Affordable Care Act get implemented in January 2014, this is like an appetizer. I think we're going to do far better once the other provisions get implemented.
A smaller group, but perhaps a significant group that may have contributed as well, is those people who have not been able to get health insurance because of pre-existing conditions. Has that improved?
It's improved somewhat. It's going to improve a whole lot more in the future. This prohibition that prevents insurers from denying health coverage due to pre-existing conditions right now only applies to children. So any child who has diabetes or asthma, in the past they would be denied insurance. They no longer can be denied insurance. Now, for adults, that protection goes into effect in January 2014. And over and above that protection, insurers will not be able to discriminate in the size of the premiums that they charge due to health status. So we have seen some improvement, but we're going to see much greater improvement in the future.
There was a report released by the Institute of Medicine that said there is a potential $750 billion of wasteful spending every year in the American healthcare system that could be saved. $190 billion of that was paperwork and unnecessary administrative costs. I know that UnitedHealthcare has been forced to give a rebate because it didn't spend 80% of its premium dollars on healthcare. Are we going to make progress on this front?
Well, we've already made progress in two aspects to your question. First, relative to your comments about United, the law requires insurers to spend at least 80 cents out of the premium dollar in healthcare for people who buy insurance. For the larger plans, it's 85 cents out of the dollar. And the law requires that any insurer who fails to meet that standard must provide rebates to their customers. So that creates efficiencies in the system to make sure that the premium dollar isn't spent so heavily on marketing, advertising, CEO compensation, administration, agents' fees, and profits. Those things don't help people who enroll in healthcare. So That's creating cost efficiencies. Well, secondly, there's a process when insurers want to charge a significant increase in premiums, that there's a review system for that, so that outlandish increases can be reviewed and stopped. So we're seeing the beginnings of providing greater protections for consumers. I think we're going to see more of that in the future.
Mitt Romney, the presidential candidate for the Republican Party, has said that he would roll back or perhaps eliminate much of the Affordable Care Act. How would the Romney-Ryan approach to health care differ, and what would be the impact on the gains that have been made?
Really like night and day, if you compare what Governor Romney and Congressman Ryan want to do compared to Obamacare. We're going to see costs considerably higher under Romney candidate care than we see under Obamacare. There'll be a big reduction in the number of uninsured under Obamacare because there'll be new ways that people can get health coverage. With respect to Romney candidate care, it's going to be the exact opposite. Not only will costs be higher, but Governor Romney wants to reduce radically the amount of money provided to the states for their safety net Medicaid programs. He would reduce through a block grant system by over $800 billion over the next 10 years. Well, you can't do that without cutting people off the Medicaid program. And since these folks are poor, there's no way they're going to be able to get private insurance because they can't afford it. At the end of this month, we at Families USA are going to release a very detailed report called Obamacare versus Romney Care versus Romney Candidate Care. And we will show how they differ from one another. What you find is that Romney Care, the Massachusetts health reform law, and Obamacare are very similar. But Romney Candidate Care would mean that the number of people who are uninsured will skyrocket, and the cost differential to families will be very different.
Ron Pollack is Executive Director of Families USA.